This is Toby Sumter with your CrossPolitik Daily News Brief for Thursday, August 6, 2020. Today you will hear about the massive explosion in Beirut, a pro-life documentary pulled from Amazon Prime without warning, and why doesn't major media want anyone sharing anything about hydroxychloroquine and zinc as a possible treatment for COVID-19? First up, a shipment of ammonium nitrate leaves a crater in the Beirut docks. Brittany Bernstein from National Review reports Lebanon will officially observe 3 days of mourning beginning Wednesday after a massive explosion in Beirut killed at least 100 people and injured at least 4,000 more on Tuesday, according to Lebanon's state media, NNA. The disaster is unprecedented, Secretary General of the Lebanese Red Cross, George Katena, told NNA. The explosions were fueled by a 2,750-ton shipment of ammonium nitrate that had been stored in port since 2013, according to Prime Minister Hassan Diab. Hundreds have been reported missing, raising fears the death toll will be much larger than the current estimate, Health Minister Hamad Hassan said Wednesday. Hassan said the health ministry is working on an emergency plan to set up field hospitals using equipment sent from Qatar, Iran, Kuwait, Oman, and Jordan. 6 to 8 field hospitals would be ready soon, he said. 4 of the city's hospitals are out of service after sustaining damage in the blast, and still functional hospitals, which were already struggling to treat COVID patients, have been overwhelmed with casualties. The prime minister vowed that he will not rest until we find the person responsible for what happened, to hold him accountable and impose the most severe penalties. Meanwhile, the head of Lebanon's customs authority, Badri Dair, said he repeatedly warned the country's judiciary about dangerous substances stored at Beirut's port. He sent 6 memos to judiciary officials warning about the substances, saying they posed a danger to the public, according to Lebanon's LBC channel, which did not reveal when the memos were sent. Dair revealed that he asked to re-export these materials, but this matter did not happen, LBC reported. Lebanese President Michael Ouan has called for a 2-week state of emergency in the country and scheduled an emergency cabinet meeting. This disaster hit as Lebanon continues to struggle with the coronavirus pandemic, as well as hyperinflation and looming economic collapse. Seems like a moment to pray for Beirut and pray for the believers there in particular. As Christians, we need weapons for this war. We need weapons for this fight, which is why we are having the first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st through the 3rd. We've put together a package that is full of feasting and psalm singing, hearty fellowship, and a lineup of speakers committed to showing you how God's word applies to politics, economics, business, education, creativity, marriage and family, and much more. Please join us this October 1st through the 3rd as we build a rowdy Christian culture for God's glory and our good. Go to fightlaughfeast.com and register today. Next up, Amazon pulls pro-life documentary without warning. Jordan Davison writes at The Federalist, "Babies Are Still Murdered Here," which was released October 2019, a documentary directed and produced by Marcus Pittman about the need for local pastors to address their local city governments and get involved in city council meetings and local and state legislature as a means to end abortion, Pittman told The Federalist. The project was produced in conjunction with End Abortion Now, an organization devoted to showing that equal justice is afforded to unborn children through righteous legislation that criminalizes the act. "We believe it is the responsibility of the church to fight abortion as Christians who stand on the Word of God. It is our humble assertion that the modern-day pro-life movement has failed to end abortion because they have abandoned this sure foundation and elected to fight on the basis of neutrality rather than Scripture. This has had major implications for how we see, treat, and legislate against abortion," their website explains. "The heartbeat of End Abortion Now is to proclaim the good news of forgiveness and salvation, to help mothers and fathers considering abortion, and to see that equal justice is afforded to unborn children through righteous legislation that criminalizes the act." In July 2020, Marcus Pittman began receiving messages from the fans of the documentary who had tried to share it with new pro-life advocate Kanye West. They said it was no longer available on Amazon Prime. "I started getting messages saying that nobody could watch the movie. That's when I logged in to find that the movie was removed, and they gave me a message, Pittman says. The message claims the film was removed because, quote, this title does not meet our customer content quality expectations, unquote, and because they received, quote, customer feedback. Pittman, however, said he never signed a content agreement with Amazon. Amazon Prime lets pretty much anybody upload their movies to Amazon Prime. There isn't really a content distributor because anybody can upload their films, which makes it all the more crazy, Pittman said. He also said that despite Amazon's claims of negative customer feedback, the film has received an overwhelming number of good reviews on Amazon and other platforms. As of August, 89% of the film's 344 customer reviews, far more ratings than most of Amazon's featured documentaries received, were 5 stars. While the trailer for Babies Are Still Murdered Here is still available publicly, Pittman says he's gotten no word from Amazon about what steps can be taken to see the film restored. I think they have a right to ban me, but I think they also need to listen objectively to what the customers want. I don't think they're being honest with their views of saying that their users don't want to see content like this or whatever. That's just not true, Pittman explained. The Federalist reached out to Amazon for comment, but did not receive a response. The documentary, Babies Are Still Murdered Here, is available online at other distributors. I believe it's on YouTube. It may still be on Facebook. I believe you can also watch it directly at endabortionnow.com. Next up, Dr. Simone Gold says, what the heck? Okay, she didn't really say that. I said it, but I think that's what she's thinking. I can see it in her eyes. Dr. Simone Gold is the founder of America's Frontline Doctors. She is board-certified physician, attended Chicago Medical School. She is also Stanford Law School graduate and completed her residency at Stony Brook in New York. Basically, she's a ninja. She and a number of other doctors gathered in Washington, D.C. late July to hold a press conference to decry what they are calling censorship of a highly effective treatment for COVID-19, hydroxychloroquine and zinc. The summary of studies they provide on their website says the safety of HCQ, that's hydroxychloroquine, is irrefutable. The evidence supporting HCQ efficacy against COVID-19 is also overwhelming. All negative HCQ studies have used either too much, used it alone, it needs zinc, or used it late, it should be used early. The treatment dose is 200 milligrams of HCQ twice a day for 5 days, plus zinc, 50, elemental, daily. The prophylactic dose, that is, used preventatively, is 400 milligrams HCQ weekly, plus zinc, 50, elemental, daily. There are studies right now to see if HCQ 200 milligrams weekly is sufficient. This is a very low dose. The usual dose of HCQ in lupus rheumatoid arthritis is 400 milligrams daily for years. Okay, that's the label use. That's the usual use. The label use is that high for lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. There are telemedicine physicians who are aware of the facts, and if you're concerned about this, please see one. It is also over-the-counter in many places in the world, including Indonesia and most of South America. You can read this on their website, americasfrontlinedoctors.us. You can also read their white paper on hydroxychloroquine at their website. The link is included in the notes for today's news brief. They also have a compendium of hydroxychloroquine studies. That link is also included in the notes for today's news brief. Dr. Simone Gold was interviewed recently by Glenn Beck, and as of this recording, it's still available on Facebook, which I'm also including in the notes. In that interview with Glenn Beck, Dr. Gold said, hydroxychloroquine, or chloroquine, has been approved by the FDA for 65 years. When the FDA approves the use of a drug, they approve it for a label use, like for rheumatoid arthritis or lupus. But when the FDA approves a drug for label use, physicians may also use it for off-label use. What happened during the shutdowns as people began talking about hydroxychloroquine and zinc for use with COVID-19 is that some governors began banning physicians from using it for off-label use. Now, some of that, or at least some of the concern, may have been to make sure that there were enough supplies for those who need it for the label use. You don't want to have empty shelves of hydroxychloroquine, just like we had empty shelves of toilet paper. But Dr. Gold still says that nothing like that, governors banning off-label use, she says nothing like that has ever happened in the history of American medicine. That's a pretty massive statement. If true, well, massive. She suggests that politics and greed may be the driver in the current misinformation battle, but she isn't sure it's directly about Trump. She says in the interview she assumed it was all about Trump, but then she did some research. She notes, for example, that hydroxychloroquine was available over the counter in France, but it got pulled in France on January 13th, 2 full months before Trump ever breathed a word about it. Dr. Gold wonders if it could have anything to do with the only other treatment out right now for COVID-19, remdesivir. Remdesivir treats COVID in later stages. I'm probably mispronouncing it, but you can look it up. Remdesivir treats COVID in later stages. Hydroxychloroquine is only effective in early stages of COVID-19. Some of the studies that have been cited to disprove hydroxychloroquine's effectiveness were studies done when COVID had already progressed. Dr. Gold says that we have known that hydroxychloroquine or chloroquine taken with zinc is likely helpful for COVID-19, and we've known that since 2005, when the National Institute of Health published a study indicating that chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine worked for CoV-SARS-1. It turns out that CoV-SARS-1 is 78% identical to CoV-SARS-2 or COVID-19. Dr. Gold says that there really isn't any reason to call this a novel coronavirus. It isn't really that novel. Dr. Gold also points out that in many countries where hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine are routinely used to treat malaria and other sicknesses, there's hardly any COVID outbreak at all. She notes that the vast majority of deaths from COVID-19 have been in Western countries and in America, where these medicines are being significantly regulated or limited. A graph at hcqtrial.com suggests that widespread treatment with hydroxychloroquine has lowered COVID deaths by nearly 80%. So there's this graph comparing different countries where there's widespread use of hydroxychloroquine and countries where there's not widespread use. And this graph suggests that the widespread use of it has lowered COVID deaths by 80%. You can see that at hcqtrial.com, and I've included that link in the show notes for today as well. While this news brief isn't usually a medical infomercial, I feel like I should say that you might want to talk to your doctor about whether hydroxychloroquine and zinc is right for you. This is Toby Sumter with CrossPolitik News. You can find this in all our shows at crosspolitik.com or on our app, which thousands of you have now downloaded. I'm very proud of you. But I think there's probably still thousands more who could download it. Also, you want to become a Fight Laugh Feast Club member. That's how you can support rowdy Christian media like this show, like CrossPolitik, like the Theology Podcast, like A.D. Robles, like How to Build a Tent, like all the other shows on the network. If you join now, you get a free Fight Laugh Feast t-shirt. Why wouldn't you want to rock a t-shirt that says Fight Laugh Feast on it? Also, you get access to tons of behind-the-scenes discussions with people like Sho Baraka, David French, Eric Erickson, Maj Touré, Biblical Parenting with Doug and Nancy Wilson, God and Government, End Times Eschatology with Gary DeMar, Pastors and Politics with George Grant, C.R. Wiley, Proverbs with me, and our very own Worldview Shotgun series. You will also get $100 off your registration for the Fight Laugh Feast Conference in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st to the 3rd. So go to fightlaughfeast.com, register now, download the app, become a member. Have a great day.